Our vision is to inspire the world and remove limiting beliefs in your mind. At Sprinkle with Hope, our mission is to inspire you to live your best life by sharing stories of hope, resilience, courage, and overcoming adversity.
We believe that everyone has the potential to lead a joyful, fulfilling life, and we hope to encourage and motivate you to pursue your dreams.
Welcome to the Sprinkled with Hope podcast.
Welcome to your Sprinkle with Hope podcast. I'm your host, Shane, and today we're going to be talking about managing stress. Never going to guess what I'm going to start with. A quote.
I was thinking a joke.
A joke. So this quote is from John Newton. He is an English evangelical Anglican cleric. Now, I want you to say that five times in a row quickly and see if you can do that. That was a tongue twister. So John Newton says, "We can easily manage if we only take each day the burden appointed to it. But the load will be too heavy for us if we carry yesterday's burden over again today. And then add the burden of the morrow before we are required to bear it." So John, I'm pretty sure he lived in like the 1700s, so you can kind of tell by the wording that he says. But I just love that don't take yesterday's load and today's load and maybe tomorrow's load and put it all on your shoulders. Just focus on what is happening with you right now. There's a few things that I would encourage you to think about as we're talking about managing stress. That some of those things that you can do are guided meditation. Jason's actually done one of those on a podcast, which I thought was really cool. We went through a meditation practice. You can do that alone. You can find those things online. That might help you to manage your stress. We talk about this a lot. Practice breathing. That is one thing I think we fail to remember, or we just forget to do, is actual real breathing. So if you feel like you're coming up on a stressful situation, pause for a second, breathe, and chances are you'll be much better through it. You can maintain physical exercise and good nutrition. That's something that I probably need to do a little bit better, and got back on the chocolate and and the peeps and those things that are, I think, are really good, but probably not giving me much nutrition. So that is one thing. And then managing social media time. I think often we want to be on social media. We want to see what's happening. But I think it's causing a lot of stress and anxiety amongst our society, because we tend to want to be like those people that we're following or we're seeing, and we're comparing ourselves to them. And a lot of stuff is on social media is not real. And so we're comparing ourselves to an unrealistic expectation. And I think we need to be very careful about that.
I really like a lot of the things you said. A, breathing, right? It's the first thing you do when you come into this life, and it's the last thing you do when you leave. And so I think obviously breathing is a huge piece and component to this. I love peeps too, that this the time in the season for peeps. And so, but yeah, I could probably cut back on the cookies and the peeps and the all the other cool stuff. So I have a quote, and it's from an unknown source, but I really liked it, and I thought it kind of rang well with what we're talking about. But it said, "Don't stress the could haves. If it should have, it would have." And I think it's so simple, but yet so profound, right? Because we're always stressed about, oh, we could have done this, we could have done that, we could have been this, I could have done, you know, whatever, right? I could have had this career instead of the one I have, or whatever. But if it should have, then it would have. And so easily put. So I looked up the definition of stress, because I sometimes I like to look up, you know, what they actually mean. So one source said stress is a feeling of emotional or physical tension. Webster's dictionary kind of talked about it in this way: constraining force or influence, such as a force exerted when one body or body part presses on, pulls on, pushes against, or tends to compress or twist another body or body part, especially the intensity of this mutual force, commonly expressed in pounds per square inch. So that's kind of thinking about like the actual stress of putting, you know, squeezing something or whatever it is. It's kind of like wringing out a cloth, right? You're putting stress on that to wring it out. So the other side of this was the deformation caused in a body by such a force, a physical, chemical, or emotional factor that causes bodily or mental tension and maybe a factor in disease causation. Thought that was kind of interesting. And then the last one that it said, a state resulting from a stress, especially one of bodily or mental tension resulting from factors that tend to alter an existent equilibrium. So I kind of thought about it as, you know, right in life, we're trying to create equilibrium. If you know a little bit about physics, you know, negative pressure is trying to come back to positive pressure so they can neutralize each other and find equilibrium. That's what happens with storms, with all kinds of things in life. Everything is trying to create equilibrium, but that, like, out of equilibrium, we get wind, we get crazy weather, we get, you know, out of balance, right? If you're like, if you've ever walked on a tightrope or something like that, you're trying to get equilibrium and you just fall off because it's, you're not finding it. That to me is that this idea of stress. When you have stress, you're not at equilibrium. And so your body is trying to find equilibrium. And if you have chronic stress, which is constant, as opposed to acute stress, which would be, you know, just in the moment that you're dealing with something, right? It's kind of like getting in a car crash, right? Like, that's stressful right at the moment, but days later, you know, the stress is gone. And so, yeah, just think about that and thinking about creating that equilibrium in your life. That is really ultimately what you're trying to do. So do the thing that will bring equilibrium into your situation.
That's really good stuff. That's cool. So I wanted to talk about connecting with others. So I had mentioned a few things that you can do to manage your stress, and I want to talk a lot about connecting with others, because I think often, you know, like I talked about social media and that, but I think sometimes we forget that we're humans love to connect with others, whether you want to accept that or not. That is just the way that we're built. We want to connect with people. So rather, let's say you just met somebody and, you know, your small talk and those type of things. And maybe let's say this is the second time that you've interacted with this person. So it's not the first time. Let's say it's the second time. So Jason doesn't know what I'm going to ask him, but we'll just use this as an example. So instead of asking questions like, "Hey Jason, how are you?" or "Hey Jason, how's the weather?" Jason, if you could travel anywhere in the world, where would you go?
Europe.
Europe. What's been the highlight of your past week?
Oh, getting over the illness that I've had.
Getting over an illness? And what do you daydream about?
I daydream about my next vacation spot, which is usually has something to do with the beach or a cruise ship of some kind.
That's fantastic. So Jason did not have a clue what I was going to ask him.
No.
Right? Had no idea.
No idea.
But instead of this small talk like, "Hey, how's the weather?" or "How are you?" ask those type of questions. If you could travel anywhere in the world, where would you go? Because Jason wants to go to Europe. So now I know I can build on that and say, "Oh, I spent 2 years of my life living in Germany." And you have that connection. Does that make sense? So you can see, you can ask different questions that are a little bit deeper, and then you can build on those. And maybe that will be how you can connect better with people. So next time you're with somebody that you don't necessarily know that well, test those questions out. Another thing you can do is what is called micro commitments. So they're really teeny little commitments. This one could be like, if you're connected with them on social media, all you do is just like a post. It's a simple, teeny little micro commitment. You might send them via text or an email some funny meme that you saw or something like that. Just something. I'm talking about those little teeny simple things that take you maybe a second or two to do, but you're building on that connection that you have with people. So you're asking them just different questions. You're sending them small little micro commitments. So you're building on that relationship. And then we talk about this a lot. Express gratitude and give them compliments. So I could say to Jason, hey, Jason, I really love the way you see things in a positive light. Instead of just saying, hey, Jason, you're cool. You're complimenting them genuinely. I appreciate having your motivational energy in my life. Like, that's a great way to compliment and provide gratitude for the person. You're a great cook. I tell everybody the food that you make is delicious. Again, you're building on the connection you have with people. That I think is so, so important. Some of the benefits I think of stress are it could reduce your blood pressure, which is something I think that is very important. Improve your mental health. We talk a lot about mental health and just becoming more sharp. It could also reduce your heart rate. So you might be in a stressful situation and your heart's just beating. And if you breathe, take a step back, pause, your heart rate's going to go down. And Jason talked about tension in your body. It might even reduce that tension that your muscles are feeling, that you just feel like, gosh, I just felt like I worked out, but I didn't. I was in a stressful position. So it could reduce that tension that you have on your body. Rene Gain was the founder of GoZen.com. She talks a lot about anxiety relief. And she says this, don't believe every worried thought you have. Worried thoughts are notoriously inaccurate. And I just love how she said that because it's true. You don't have to believe the thoughts that you have. If you're thinking about stressful things, you don't have to think about those. You can just push them aside because chances are they're inaccurate. So I loved how she put that.
Yeah, that's what a great way to put it as well. That's why I love quotes, because they actually speak to us very well. So I wanted to talk a little bit about some of the physical symptoms that you might experience, because one could say, well, how do I know if I'm stressed or not? How do I know I'm in a stressful situation? Here's some of those symptoms. Disbelief, right? Disbelief that it actually occurred or anything's even happening. Feelings of fear, shock, anger, sadness, worry, or frustration. Changes in your appetite, right? You're like, I'm not hungry right now. Problem sleeping. I do have problems sleeping, but it's not because of stress. It's just, I don't know why. I just don't sleep very well. Physical reactions such as headaches, rashes, or body pain, or worsening mental health conditions. So there's some of the list of things that you could be experiencing if you're having stress in your life. Oprah Winfrey, an American talk show host, said, breathe, let go, and remind yourself that this very moment is the only one you know you have for sure. And I love that because it brings you back to present moment, right? So right now is the only time we are 100% sure that we will have.
Right.
You know, who knows what's going to happen even 10 minutes from now? We just don't know. So you can't always count on that happening or that being around, right? And so I just like it, breathe, because we talk about breathing and let go of what's going on and then just come back to present moment. So here's some healthy coping mechanisms that you can use. Take breaks from watching, reading, or listening to news stories. I really think that sometimes the news just goes after a lot of the negative stories, because that's what brings people to watch or listen to those things. And so take a break. I mean, it's been a long time since I've watched the news, to be honest with you. And I'm okay with that. Yeah. I'm trying to be positive and have positive things in my life. And so I just don't watch or listen to the news, really. Take care of yourself. I think Shane mentioned it, right? Like, just physically, mentally, emotionally, whatever it is, just take care of yourself, take care of your body. Make time to unwind. I think oftentimes we're so busy in life that we're going from one thing to the next, to the next, even 3 minutes or whatever. Oftentimes I'll use the time that I drive to and from work to just unwind, to listen to a book or podcast, listen to music, or just chill, even just sit there and think about what's going on and just unwind. Talk to others. I know for me, that's a huge coping mechanism. I can't say that that is for everybody, because I know a lot of people that, you know, aren't social butterflies. But for me, talking to others is a huge stress reliever. Just communicating and, I mean, oftentimes people tell me just shut your mouth, you know, because I like to talk. But yes, talk to others. I think that's a huge, huge one for me anyway. Connect with your community or faith-based organization. I think that community connection and just feeling like you're a part of something will also help kind of get you over that stress. Avoid drugs or alcohol. Listen, I'm the first one to be a proponent of this. I've been in both of those worlds, and it's just not a good place to be. So just avoid that, because all it does is Band-Aid fixes the stress that's in your life. So when you come out of the backside of that, you still have the stress of whatever it is. You just forgot some things and you weren't yourself for a while. So just try to avoid those. And then really recognize when you need additional help. Ask for help. Go to therapy. There's nothing wrong with that. Don't feel like you're less of a person because you need additional assistance. I know a lot of people, you know, that have needed to go to therapy, and there's like this negative vibe that comes from even talking about it. And we need to get rid of that altogether. If you need help, get the help you need. If it's that you need a hug, come to Shane and I, we will give you a hug. I promise. We will smile. We'll lift you up. We'll talk to you. Even if you're just there to listen, we'll chat with you. I mean, that's just find somebody that you can connect with. I've got two quotes and then that's a wrap for me. But Chelsea Eru, who's a writer and a sociologist from Australia, said, stress acts as an accelerator. It will push you either forward or backward, but you choose which direction. And I just like that, because it comes down to action and choice. And then Steve Maraboli, who's an author, said, I promise you, nothing is as chaotic as it seems. Nothing is worth diminishing your health. Nothing is worth poisoning yourself into stress, anxiety, and fear. And for me, that wraps up really my whole idea of what stress is. It's just, don't hold on to those things. Just let them go. And, you know, I've had a couple of stressful things in my life lately, and, you know, we're not immune to those. We really work hard to get rid of those stresses in life. And, you know, I had a pretty stressful experience recently, and I'm over it. You know, because I've thought about some of these other things that we were discussing today, and just letting it go, because there's nothing I can do about it, and it's out of my control. And so why let it worry and bother me down?